The Fourier transform will spread things out all over. I mean, if you have a small object in the image, in the transform, the presence of that image is spread over the whole frequency domain. Mm-hmm. So it has some advantages, some disadvantages, but if you want to search for this object, you cannot do it in frequency domain, right, because it's spread all over. Mm-hmm. If you make some mistakes, if you have some errors in the frequency domain, again, when you go back, it'll be spread all over the image. On the other hand, the wavelet transform is concentrated in both frequency and in the spatial domain. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the transform domain, actually, it has several different layers, has different frequency components. But in each layer, the original object is still concentrated, not spread out. Mm-hmm. So it has the advantage of one application for image representation is in retrieval. If you want to retrieve images, but in the meantime you want to represent the image in your database in an efficient way. Mm-hmm. So you want to compress, but you may want to retrieve different objects. And if you use Fourier transform, you have to decompress before you can search for these objects. Mm-hmm. But if you're in the wavelet representation, you can, well, this is not completely done yet, mm-hmm. but you can try to search for objects directly in the wavelet domain. Mm-hmm. And also, it seems that people try to optimize the wavelet and optimize the transform coding, and it seems that this time at least the wavelets can give you better performance compared to the discrete cosine transform. Mm-hmm. So I think in some of the future compression standards, I think the wavelets will be included.